man returned home after a very hard day at work. So he said to his wife, "Dear, I've had a terrible day at work. If you have any bad news, please save it for later in the evening." She said, "Oh, okay, I don't have any bad news. I do have good news, however." He said, "Oh, what is it?" She said, "You'll be happy to know that 2 of our 3 children did not break an arm today." You may have read the story, the true story of a man who was taking his children to the wild animal park in his brand new red Volkswagen Beetle. Parking was kind of scarce, so he found a space that he could put the Beetle in near the ranger station. When he came back in the afternoon, he was really upset to find the whole front end of his Volkswagen, his new red Volkswagen Beetle, smashed. He was furious. He's a ranger standing by, and what happened? The ranger apologized. The culprit was Millie, the elephant. Millie took children around the park on rides. She had been trained in the circus for many years to sit on a red tub. And Millie needed a rest break. The ranger assured the man that they would pay for the damages, so his car would still run. He put the children in the car, was going on home. He passed the scene of a wreck, and the policeman stopped him, thinking he was trying to flee the scene of an accident. The man said, "I haven't been in an accident." The policeman said, "What about the car?" He said, "An elephant sat on it." The policeman reached in his pocket and said, "Sir, I'd like for you to breathe in this little balloon." Storms come. Storms come. Sometimes they are natural. Tornadoes, hurricanes, thunderstorms, earthquakes, elephants sitting on your new red Volkswagen Beetle. Sometimes they're spiritual. Storms come. The gospel is about storms. A storm, if it's just a story about a natural storm on the Sea of Galilee, then that's all it is, just a story. It has no real meaning in our lives. Storms in that part of the world, even today, because of the location of the sea, surrounded by mountains, winds would come swooping down out of the mountains and in a very short period of time, a very calm sea would all of a sudden be rocked with huge waves. Jesus and the disciples are going from one side of the lake to the other, one side of the sea to the other. They've done it many times. These are not scared people. These are fishermen. They've been on that lake many times. They had weathered storms before. This one was particularly horrendous. Jesus is asleep in the stern on a pillow. Now, if we read it in the symbolic sense, if we read it in the spiritual sense, then it says some things to us. Notice that it's when the disciples finally realize who it is that's with them, that they become less fearful. And they wake him. "Teacher, Rabbi, wake up. Do you not care that we're about to perish here? This is a bad storm." And he wakes and says, "Peace, be still." They finally realize who's with them. Peace, be still. He brings peace. Peace in the storms of what? Certainly he brings peace in the storm that comes with sorrow. Sorrow comes, as come it must, to every one of us. And we all take that walk to final resting places, saying goodbye to those we love. But we never say a final goodbye. We always place the loved one's hand into the hand of God, who promised to never let go. And Jesus assured his disciples, taught them about life eternal, but also about how sorrow is redeemed in this life if we keep ourselves open and vulnerable to God the Holy Spirit. Sorrow, that storm comes. Wonderful story about a gardener who had this special flower that he had cultivated in the middle of the garden. It was the most beautiful thing. He had cultivated it, fertilized it, pruned it. It was perfect. He grew to love that flower. He came one day and the flower's gone. He was so furious, ranting and raving. He finally ran into the Lord of the Manor and he told him about this flower and that he was going to get even with whoever did this. The Lord of the Manor said, "Hush your complaining. I picked the flower. I wanted to enjoy it in my house." We don't belong to each other in the ultimate sense. We belong to God. So Jesus assured his disciples he was with them in the storm of sorrow. Also, when the storm of doubt and questions and uncertainty come, he's assured them of his presence with them in that. "I will be with you always," he said, "even to the end of the age. Let me walk with you. Let me lead the way. In my life, the rough times have been when it's not that I didn't know what to do, it's when I ignored his will. I wanted to make my own path. I know what's good for me. I'll do it," and find myself at a dead-end street. It's when I will ask him, "What's your will for my life? Lead me. Let me know where you want me to go, what you want me to do." When I'm open to that, Holman Hunt's painting you've seen, I know you've seen, it's the painting of Jesus standing at the door and knocking. You ever looked at the painting really carefully? You notice there's no doorknob on the outside. If the door opens, it's because somebody inside has opened it and invited him in. He doesn't violate our personality. He doesn't crash our party. He operates on the basis of invitation only. "Let me come in. Let me lead the way." So he can handle those storms of doubt and questions and uncertainty. He also has the answer to the storm of anxiety that's all around us. This day and time in which we live, and people are wringing their hands. God is in control. God is in charge. We will make it through this. We will get through this if we remember that he is in charge. "Peace, be still. Know that I'm here. I'll handle this." Matthew Spofford wrote one of the great hymns of the church. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul." Now that hymn is made a little more poignant when we realize that Matthew Spofford wrote those words while he was on a boat going out to the spot where the ship had sunk that had his own wife and daughter on it. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Question always comes to us. How big is your boat? Is it big enough to handle the waves, the storms that come? Wouldn't it be a good idea to invite the risen Lord to be present and to say, peace, be still.